Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, April 22nd. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 54 years ago, today in 1970, the first Earth Day took place. It's a pivotal event that champions the environmental movement's milestones while spotlighting the urgency of safeguarding Earth's natural resources for the future. Originating in the U.S., thanks to Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson and Harvard student Dennis Hayes, the day was set to engage communities in environmental conservation. Initially rallying 20 million Americans, its influence spurred critical legislation like the Clean Air Act and the Endangered Species Act. Today, Earth Day engages over a billion people globally, making it one of the most significant secular observances worldwide. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's sunny and feels like 34 degrees. With 10 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:34 and will rise again tomorrow at 5:50. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with a high near 57 and wind around 10 mile per hour. Tonight, it will be clear with a low around 35. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be just before 5 a.m. with another low tide just after 5:30 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 47 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 62 degrees and south wind 6 to 15 mile per hour. Showers arrive Wednesday, mainly after 7 a.m., with a high near 56 and breezy conditions. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a chance of showers before midnight at a low around 38. Thursday turns mostly sunny and cooler with a high near 52 and breezy northwest wind. Sunny skies continue Friday with a high near 58. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, starting May 8th, Boston's Rose Kennedy Greenway will host a new beer garden, Night Shift on the Greenway, at Dewey Square. This pop-up, a collaboration with Night Shift Brewing, will offer visitors a place to enjoy craft beers through October. The beer garden enhances the Greenway's attractions, including murals, food trucks, and various events, enriching Boston's vibrant outdoor scene. This initiative highlights the city's commitment to creating lively communal spaces that blend natural beauty with urban life. Now on to sports. As the NBA's current media rights agreement nears expiration, the league looks toward a potentially lucrative future. Currently drawing just under $3 billion annually from ESPN and TNT, the NBA's next media rights deals could significantly boost its revenue, with figures potentially doubling the current intake. Disney and Warner Brothers Discovery are expected to bid again, but new players like Amazon and NBC are also in the mix, driven by their strategic interests in expanding live sports offerings. Additionally, streaming giants like Netflix and Apple are eyed as potential bidders, especially given their interest in global sports content rights. This intense competition underscores the NBA's robust appeal and its strategic position at the intersection of sports and media innovation. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road beat the Pirates 6-1. And in the NBA playoffs, the Celtics at home beat the Heat 114-94. Tonight, in playoffs for National Hockey, the Bruins are at home to take on the Maple Leafs. In top news, the U.S. House of Representatives has passed a revised bill that could lead to a TikTok ban, incorporating measures such as foreign aid to garner bipartisan Senate support. This new version extends the ByteDance deadline to sell TikTok from 6 to 9 months, with a possible 90-day extension by the president, effectively giving up to a year before a ban might be enforced. The bill, supported by a strong majority in the House, is poised for quick Senate approval and President Biden's signature. Amidst concerns over data privacy and national security, the bill aligns with bipartisan efforts to regulate or limit foreign-controlled digital platforms. In business news, the recent launch of the Runes Protocol by Casey Rodarmer alongside Bitcoin's scheduled halving event has unexpectedly boosted transaction fees on the blockchain to record highs, benefiting miners significantly. Contrary to expectations that the halving would decrease miner revenues, by cutting block rewards by 50%, the introduction of runes caused a surge in network activity. This increased demand led to a spike in transaction fees, which hit an average of $128 on the day of the launch, significantly padding miners' earnings. This incident underscores the dynamic and unpredictable nature of cryptocurrency economics and highlights the potential for new technologies to dramatically impact the market. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is $65,000. Ethereum is just over $3,100. And Solana is $148. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk health and science. Artificial intelligence has led to a groundbreaking discovery in prostate cancer research. Scientists, including teams from the universities of Oxford, Manchester, and East Anglia, utilized AI to analyze DNA from 159 prostate cancer patients. This advanced analysis revealed not one, but two distinct types of prostate cancer. This finding, supported by Cancer Research UK and published in Cell Genomics, is significant as it marks the first use of AI to distinguish cancer types in this manner. By identifying different disease pathways, this technology paves the way for more personalized and potentially less invasive treatment options, moving away from a one-size-fits-all approach to cancer treatment. And in entertainment news, this weekend at the box office, a tight race unfolds among Universal's Abigail, Lionsgate's The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, and A24's Civil War. Opening day saw Abigail leading with $4 million, slightly edging out its competitors. Civil War, in its second week, and The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare are not far behind, both showing potential for solid weekend performances. Despite varied expectations, each film appeals to distinct audiences, from vampire thriller enthusiasts and action comedy fans to those drawn to dystopian narratives. This diversity in genre highlights the dynamic nature of current cinema offerings, underscoring a vibrant weekend for moviegoers. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, in honor of Earth Day, our quote comes from biologist and British broadcaster David Attenborough. And the great narrator said,
"But consider these facts. 96% of the mass of mammals on our planet today are us and the livestock that we've domesticated. Only 4% is everything else, from elephants to badgers, tigers to bats. 70% of all birds are now domesticated poultry, mostly chickens. Nature once determined how we survive. Now we determine how nature survives."
And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.